True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us Tuesday, 4 o'clock, once again throughout the season. I haven't talked to him in so long. That is one Jordan Mailata. Jordan, thanks for joining us.
Hola. Hola, everyone. Thanks for having me.
How you doing, man?
What's up, big dog?
Doing good. What's up, Ike?
So listen, you've had a few days off to get the body right. Few days to think about last Thursday's game. I know you were on with Spike last night. I didn't get a chance to catch a whole bunch of it, but so I got a couple of questions for you myself. Just coming off of Thursday night, how did you think from an offensive standpoint you guys performed? Did you feel like you guys played the way you wanted to, or you feel like there's a lot there still to be worked on?
I think always room to improve. I think there's a lot to work on still. In terms of just adjusting and executing, adjusting to what the defense has given us and going out there and executing the game plan. But I thought we started the game pretty good. Our communication, our operation, was pretty good. And definitely some good things to take away from the first game. But, you know, as always, there's still a lot more room to improve.
You bring up a great point. I think you guys scored on your first three or four possessions that you had. You guys went down there and put points on the board. I'm wondering, getting into that second half, halftime, and then the weather delay, and I know you're never going to make excuses, but I do wonder how much of that sort of affected the rhythm of the offense, the stopping and starting of the second half.
I'm 100%. We talk about it all the time, about who can handle the conditions the best. And I thought we did a good job coming out of the half, but then not expecting that delay to happen. And I think our staff and everyone did a great job of handling it well with the extra long delays. But at the same time, we just felt like we were in a funk. We got caught in a funk and we couldn't make the right adjustments and we weren't executing. And that's just the game sometimes. When you don't execute, you can't move the ball. Sometimes we were just, especially in the run game that seemed so stale at times, was we were one block away from a huge gain. And so when you look back at that, you just got to go, you look back at what's the cause of this, what's the root, and it's just an execution standpoint.
Jordan, we just got the news that Jalen Carter will be playing this weekend. That they're considering.
Oh, let's go!
Yeah, so they're considering him missing that game as the suspension. So you as like a leader and a culture setter for the Eagles, when you see something like what he did that doesn't measure up to the expectations of what you all have set from a culture standpoint. How do you and how did the leaders in the team handle when people don't measure up in that sort of scenario?
The standard, this is the beauty about the standard. The standard is so high that people who come in, they know the standard. Now, I'm not going to speak on what conversations we've had with JC, but I could see a change, a gear change in him just in yesterday's workout, just coming in. I could see it, I see it in his eyes. I could see it on the field, you know, because we had a lift and we had a run. You could see that he was hungry for this. You know, he was hungry. He had learned from, you know, sitting out the game and watching his brothers play. So, you know, sometimes it kind of helps that the culture, even though it was set before our time here, and people know what they're getting themselves into. They know that they fell way below. Sometimes you don't need to say anything because it's you live and breathe it every day. And, you know, we're all human. We let our emotions get the better of us at times. And, you know, unfortunately, that was just a mishap that happened that game. And, you know, I know that JC, he's going to come back with the hunger this week.
Yeah, a hungry Jalen Carter seems terrifying, to be honest with you.
It's, oh, my God. It is.
Yeah. So Jordan Mailata is with us. He'll be with us every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. So the way the NFL is now, that the starters don't really play very much, if at all, during the preseason. And we all understand, as viewers, that it takes the team a few games to ramp up into what they will become. For you, as somebody now who does not play during the preseason, at what point during the season is there like a weak mark where you feel like, okay, we are who we are now. We've gotten to the point in the season where we feel like there's a rhythm. How many weeks does that take?
I don't think I've ever been one to be like that. To kind of put a time limit, you know, but just to answer your question, I'd say maybe five to six games. It seems pretty long, but I don't know. That's a pretty safe answer. I don't think I'm being truthful there. I would say 4 to 5 games. You kind of get in there, kind of get to know, like, okay, what's working, what's not working. You know, different teams. You play different teams. They do different stuff, and so. I think 4 to 5 games is a good window. But, you know, I don't really set a timeline, you know, of, like, an assessment. Mm-hmm. Just go out there and do my job, man. And if something's not working, I go upstairs.
Well, you know, the funny thing is
it's pretty simple.
Right. Did he say I go upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Well, hell, it worked out pretty good the last time you guys did that. So
yep.
When you look back at the game Thursday, running the football, right? I love the fact that you guys stuck with it. And listen, we got so spoiled with watching Saquon and the explosive runs last year that he had. You almost expect that every time you see him run the ball, but. He had some moments there Thursday night, and then there's also some times where it looked like Dallas did a good job. From a running aspect, how did you feel like you guys did in the running game Thursday night?
Oh, like you said, there were moments where we did good things, but, man, this is me having a high standard. I thought we did a bad job, but we did execute on a couple plays or a few plays there. I mean, I'm just being hard on myself on the run game. But I thought, you know, I honestly thought there were a few plays that we could take away from that were really good. But apart from that, you know, just we're one block away. We are one block away. Or in some instances, it was a communication aspect. You know, missing the point. So there's always something. In a play that seems very bad, or even like a play that seems good, we're always one play off, or one call off, one person not executing the right technique off, and yeah, it just seems that's why I think it's bad, because you're just not hidden. You need everyone in the run game.
Jordan, you've obviously before this year, plenty familiar with Kevin Petullo because he's been a coach there for a while. But this was his first game in calling plays as offensive coordinator. How do you think, what has been the change from Kevin Petullo, pass game coordinator, to offensive coordinator? And then, if anything, did you notice from him from a play calling perspective in the first game?
I loved the rhythm. Going from like runs, even again, we talk about the running game being bad. Even though the run game could have been better, like the rhythm of the game, just from play actions to runs to passes, quick passes, knowing when to take shots, and us all being on the same page, in protection. But I think that's the biggest part, biggest takeaway from KP and his influence this year on the offensive play caller.
So you go in Sunday to a desperate's the wrong word for the Chiefs, but lost to you guys in the Super Bowl, lost their first game, their home opener. I would assume that you're expecting quite a fight on Sunday from the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think regardless if they win, lose, or draw, it doesn't matter, faceless opponent, you know. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get your best. You're gonna get their best, and you're gonna give your best. And so, as cliche as that is, that's my that's my mindset heading in there today. This week.
Well, this will be the fifth time you guys have met in the last 3 years. So, I mean, other than a divisional opponent, I don't know if you played the Chiefs, like, right? You played them Super Bowl. You played them the year after the Super Bowl. And you played them last year.
Do we count the Tampa Bay Bucks as a?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, the Bucks too. Yeah, so yeah, the Chiefs and the Bucks. Yep. Because they're on the schedule again this year too.
Yep.
So yeah,
yep.
The Chiefs and the Bucks, man. It's a fun little rivalry for us to sit back and watch, because you're looking at arguably the best over there for at least the last 5 or 6 years, and the Eagles certainly staking their claim as the new team now. So it's a great matchup to watch.
We're just trying to prove it. It's not like we haven't done nothing, man.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but last year didn't even happen. Yeah,
we haven't done nothing, man.
Nothing. All right, Jordan.
Prove it again.
All right, Jordan. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week and all season. And good luck on Sunday against the Chiefs.
All right, brother.
Cheers. See you, bro.
There he is, Jordan Mailata. He does, you know. Jack was mentioning that Jordan sounds so relaxed when he's on the phone with us.
Yeah.
Is he, you think he's just like laying down watching TV, something like that, or takes a break to give us a call?
Without question.
Yeah.
Just having a good time.
Without question. I mean, he's sitting there rubbing his feet together, and he's on the couch. Let me call these idiots. I forgot I got to call these idiots.
These idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
So we mentioned it briefly. Let me get all of the news about Jalen Carter. Hold on, let me bring it up here. Used to be blocked by Adam Schefter. I'm not blocked by him anymore. So that's
Schefter had you blocked.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What'd you do to Schefter?
I don't know. Him and Buster Olney. Buster Olney still has me blocked, by the way.
Dude, you must have been giving some fire takes at them.
Well, it was years ago.
Like, well, you were probably a pain in the ass in like 2012.
You had to be, yes.
Dude, 2012, I was a problem. On Twitter, I was a problem. Because everybody could
see
everything.
Everyone talks about 2012 yes. Spike was a problem.
Dude, on Twitter, oh man. Because you could see everything. Now you don't really see replies all the time, but back then, right, if you would roast one of the big reporters,
one of the national
or whatever,
guys, yeah, you probably were relentless too.
Oh yes, 100%.
What'd you get on Buster about, man?
I don't remember.
The baseball takes.
The Schefter one I remember. He said something about them cutting a quarterback who I think they were just going to resign. They cut him as like a...
The Eagles?
Yeah, but they were just going to resign him. And he reported that they were cutting him. And I think I was maybe a little mouthy about him getting it wrong.
Of course you were.
But I'm not that way anymore.
Well, yeah, well, Schefter doesn't know that.
Yeah, but I'm not blocked anymore.
Yeah, but all Fritz's old tweets.
Oh, yeah. I've been a couple. Yeah. You know, a little chesty.
Yes.
They're bad points.
Yep. So,
did you ever tweet at me?
So I looked once. I did not tweet at you. I used to tweet all the time at Elliot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was a Bradford guy, and he told me the last seven games didn't matter. And
you were a Sam Bradford guy?
I used to be a hopeful little Eagles fan. I'm going to be honest with everyone.
Wow.
I got Howard once, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody did. Yeah.
I did tweet, I hope he's not driving and listening. I did tweet at Ben Davis about bunting on Curt Schilling.
Oh, no.
I did troll him about that, and he said to me,
"Are you responding?"
Yeah. Got him.
Guys like to be stroked.
He said, "Sounds like you need to learn the game or something."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He big times you. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But I think that's it.
Oh,
the
man.
Thing that people used to do to Howard all the time on Twitter that always made me laugh, it was like about a year of it, is he would tweet something and people would say, "How do we even know this is the real Howard Eskin? This isn't the real Howard Eskin."
Back when Twitter was fun.
Yes, back when it was fun and not so mean. So, wow. So per Adam Schefter, the NFL is fining defensive tackle Jalen Carter $57,222 for spitting on Dak Prescott.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
The league also says the game he was ejected in will serve as his one game suspension. Quote, after talking to the Eagles, the NFL, and the NFLPA, Jalen has not decided to appeal and focus on the Chiefs game, said Carter's agent Drew Rosenhaus. Adam Schefter continues. The Eagles and Drew Rosenhaus also worked on an agreement that the team will not use the suspension to void guarantees in Jalen Carter's contract or seek signing bonus payment forfeiture. So
that certainly sounds like an agent.
Well, the way that I'm reading this is the NFL is counting it as a suspension, but the Eagles are not. So I would guess is that if this had been an official suspension where they suspend him for the game, he would probably have to forfeit some signing bonus stuff and some regular bonus stuff. But the way that they are framing it is because he was not actually suspended because he was just kicked out of the game,
right.
The Eagles will not treat it as a suspension. That's why you got to have a good agent, by the way.
Was probably had provisions in his contract.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That guarded him.
Yes.
From his behavior.
Yeah. So
they don't want to use it against him.
So the NFL is counting it as a suspension, but Drew Rosenhaus, the Eagles, and Jalen Carter are not.
Ooh, you know how long they had to be on the phone about this?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Jalen Carter makes $57,220, $222 per week, which is how the NFL arrived at the fine that it did. So he, if he would be suspended, he would lose that money.
Right.
Because he wasn't suspended, he didn't lose that money.
Yes.
So that's what they're suspending.
Yes.
They're fining him for. I have to say, it was Giulio earlier this week that he said that he thought the Eagles should suspend Jalen Carter for the Chiefs game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was ridiculous when he said it.
Yeah.
And then Elliot said it. And I have to be honest with you, I'm not passionate about it either way. I'm not disappointed if they don't. Though I've come to the conclusion that I do see the argument for it. And if you asked me what is the right thing to do, I think the thing to do is to do it. To suspend him. And again, it is what it is. I'd rather see him playing than not playing.
Mm-hmm.
But their entire thing is built around culture and discipline and those sorts of things. And then you learn that, and Jordan said this to us last night, that it was emphasized, and we heard that the league had done this, but it was emphasized to them, to the players, that this is what the refs are going to be looking for. They're going to be looking for unsportsmanlike conduct. And I guess I just hope, I don't know the guy, I'm not interacting with him, the Eagles know better than I do. I just hope that Jalen Carter understands how big that was.
Right.
You know, they didn't lose, but they could have. And there's an argument to be made that if that you know, first of all, CeeDee Lamb catches a ball or something, they could lose the game. Mm-hmm. If that delay doesn't happen, maybe they lose the game. That was not, the Eagles did not blow that team out. Mm-hmm. Before the Lightning, they couldn't stop them at all. And if they lose that game, they didn't, but
so
they lose.
Feeling.
It's a totally different feeling about Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
You know, because we would look at it and say, you cost
That's
us
the that reason
game.
Why they lost. Yep.
You know, you have to be the reason we win, not the reason we lose. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really interesting situation to see how now when he was suspended last year, or not suspended, but benched.
He's benched, yeah.
He had the best season of his career, played almost every snap for the rest of the season, was
he
a
did.
Total monster.
He did.
So I am hoping that whatever happened here, we get the same reaction out of Jalen Carter this year that we got last year.
Yeah, and that's why I thought Friday was important. Fortunately for him, the weekend came and it sort of died down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that had been a Monday night game where that happened and we got the rest of the week to talk about it, or a Sunday night game when that happened and we got the rest of the week to talk about it. You know, maybe he's getting a little bit more of a public lashing.
Yeah.
But Friday was important from this standpoint, that the people that were frustrated by it, and I'm sure he if he was smart, he wasn't listening to the radio or what have you, but he had to know there was a sentiment in the air that people were disappointed in his actions. And he disappointed a lot of people. And to me, that's what he needed to feel Friday. He didn't need to be told, oh, I understand why you did it. Dak spit on the ground around you. He didn't need to be told that nonsense, because he needed to know that he let a lot of people down, and this type of behavior is unacceptable going forward. And I think he got that message. I hope he got that message and that feeling Friday. It sounds like listening to Jordan, that the veterans on the team had a talking with him. Sure, Jalen Hurts had a talking with him.
Yep.
Right? Like, and you get enough of, you let people down that you care about, it hits a little harder.
Yes, than you being suspended.
Yeah, so hopefully this is something he's going to learn from and move on from, and we don't have to deal with anything. I don't think he's going to do this again, but you also have to think about him taking some sort of action into his own hands and not thinking about the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you get into a heated moment out there on the field and you throw a punch or something, you're ejected still.
Yes. And by the way, if he does something again, trust me, nobody's taking
they're
anything
easy on him.
They're
coming down on him, yes. They're going to come down on you even harder.
215-592-9494. That was a good one.
I knew you were listening.
Yeah. You get that? You get that play, Jack?
Nah, I'll let that one go.
Top always, five things that Ike said today.
The thing I love that he does, he just wants you to know that he heard that.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He winks at you.
Yes, he looks like a hat.
By the way, the sheep sound effect.
It's good.
I didn't know it was coming. Yeah. It crushed me. It was so good.
But you know he uses that for the goat, too.
Oh, does he?
Well, I don't
even know if it's a goat or a sheep.
Yeah, I can't tell. It's like the eagle screech is actually a hawk screech.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
But it sounds way better.
I love it. By the way, the sheep thing.
It works.
I'm in.
It works for both.
I'm not going to hit it on Ike. Would never do that.
No.
Being a sheep?
No, yeah,
just do it with Elliot.
Yeah. With Elliot.
Maybe do it to Baldy.
I'm a sheep.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Oh, it was so good. I couldn't even talk anymore. It got me.
Well, you're like, what is that?
Yes. 215-592-9494. So Jalen Carter not suspended. A fine $57,000. Looks like
Belichick would have suspended him.
Yeah, he sure would have. We still don't know why he didn't play the what's his name in the Super Bowl?
Malcolm Butler.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Yeah, when are they going to let that out, man?
Somebody's got to say it.
It's been almost a decade, man.
What do you do? 215-592-9494.
Somebody has to tell.
So, Phils have game two against the Mets tonight. We have the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next.
There
this is
go.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report coming up in a moment. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. What is the first role you think of when you think of James Earl Jones, Darth Vader or Terrence Mann? 86.7% say Darth Vader. Now,
wrong.
What I would say is...
Wrong.
I don't know if everybody...
Absolutely right.
I don't know if everybody remembers that Terrence Mann was... The name of the character in Field of Dreams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't you put Field of Dreams on it?
He
it's such a
have.
Big movie.
He should have.
Well, why did he have to?
Well, because I don't... Look.
I don't know.
I think if you put Field of Dreams, we would have gotten up to 25%.
It would have been a little closer, I agree.
A little bit closer.
But I wanted to present fairness, because I'm not saying Star Wars.
All right, Mr. Fair.
I said Darth Vader. You know what I mean?
Speaking of James...
Also, Terrence Mann is the Clippers guy, right, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, he did. Yep. Play for the Clippers.
He is. Different guy.
Yeah.
Different guy.
They
one guy, fake guy.
Yeah, they couldn't get him back in the Harden deal.
Correct. Well, they made it seem like they wanted him. By the way, for next question today, you know, speaking of James Earl Jones, and speaking of our inability to know who is dead or alive, is the winner of next question gets a pair of tickets to go see the Phillies and the Mets tomorrow at CBP. You can buy tickets at phillies.com. And you get a pair of tickets to the Bite for the Fight Food Festival, which supports the Fight on McKenna Foundation. Great event, happens every year. It is Saturday at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. I will be there trying as much of the food as I can try. For more information for tickets, visit biteforthefight.com. So for next question, we will give you a celebrity, and you have to say whether that celebrity is alive or dead.
Very simple game.
And by the way, our listeners have been undefeated so far. We are very, very bad at it,
yeah.
but you apparently are not. Speaking of the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, it is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back. In the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet.
Wow.
Forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. That's done.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Love
the new intro.
Yeah. CNN Fritz.
You know me.
Yeah.
You know me.
Picking sides?
Nope. No. Right down the middle.
All right. Okay.
Right down the middle. No sheep here.
Okay.
So we have a new leadoff hitter tonight.
That lasted one game with
Bryce. In the leadoff spot. The leadoff hitter tonight is Harrison Bader, baby.
All right. I mean, Bader's a good team guy. We'll hit there if the team wants him to. Not everybody will hit leadoff if it's best for the team.
Well, they gave it a shot.
Sometimes, one game, sometimes when you get asked to hit leadoff, you go up there and you purposely don't do what you're supposed to do as a leadoff hitter so you don't have to do it again.
Wow. Are you trying to overcompensate for the open?
You know what happened last night.
They want to try something else. 390 OBP since he's been a Phil.
One game is unbelievable with Bryce. One game is unbelievable.
He didn't really give it a try.
No, it's weak.
It's a college try.
Yeah, I was going to say he gave it the college try.
Yeah, the Jack college try.
What does that mean?
It means you didn't try very hard. Yeah.
I tried hard, but once I realized I wasn't going pro, I kind of hung him up.
What, freshman year?
Yeah. Within the first week. I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work out the way that I thought.
I'm a little disappointed in Bryce. Actually.
Again, we don't know what happened. We don't know what happened.
They put him in leadoff. He went 0-for-4.
Right.
And some of the at-bats were three pitches.
We got to do know what happened.
Yeah.
What's next? The contract extension?
Well, I don't know. He said, it's funny, beginning of the year, he's like, you know, I'm comfortable hitting anywhere 2-for-4, but mostly just 3. Basically. I don't know. I think it's weak, but whatever. Yeah. My guy, Bader's a real team guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I do love Harrison Bader. Yeah. Speaking of Bader, so I missed this yesterday, but what do you think about this kind of messaging from him? Now, this is before the game yesterday, so just this isn't like after the game, whatever. What do you think about the way that he presented this yesterday?
How much do you think what happened at Citi Field will carry over to this week in terms of getting payback, in a sense?
What happened to Citi Field?
They swept you guys.
Oh. Hey, I don't know. I don't really remember that too well. I think what we got today is, you know, another chance to go out there and play our game on our home turf, which we love doing in front of our home fans, and we're going to do our best to just give them a really good show. So, yeah, I don't know. The season's so long at this point that you really kind of forget about what happened in the past, and really just put your best foot forward for today.
If it was somebody else, I wouldn't like it. Bader's not scared of playing at Citi Field. But Bader's not, and by the way, he's also not in a position on the team to say something like how we performed was unacceptable. I don't think Bader, he's been here for 3 weeks, or a month. I don't think he can say anything different than what he said.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the same feeling about playing in New York as the other guys do.
No, he's
he didn't lose in the series last year.
No, he was on the Mets last year.
Yeah, he played for the Mets.
It doesn't bother me at all. What bothered me from Harrison Bader yesterday was turning into the Brycey Hustle on the base paths, and like just two unacceptable, dumb moments from him. But that didn't bother me.
It didn't bother me. I just think it's, I wonder if that's how they all are internalizing the Mets series. Uh-huh. Like,
and they should.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they should internalize it. Listen, until they actually get the opportunity to go back up there, hope it's not this year.
Yeah.
But until they get the opportunity. A
couple years from now.
Yes, until they get the opportunity to go back up there.
2028.
There's nothing they can do about the sweep or, what is it, seven straight losses up there?
I think it's up to eight.
Is it up to eight? Something like that?
So
yeah.
They got swept earlier in the season, which was three.
And they got swept this time.
And then they lost the two games in the playoffs.
Yeah, so they lost. Nothing they can do about it except win when they get a chance to go back up there. They get the luxury of the long baseball season, immediately jump into another series, and having good fortune. They just erased it out of their mind.
Yeah.
We lost three games. It don't matter. Yeah.
Well, because if you dwell on it, it can affect,
I totally agree.
Affect them.
Here's the only issue is they can say it just fine until they get there.
Until they get there,
I agree. So if when they get there, they've also erased it from their mind, fine. But
you still got to produce.
Yeah, what my worry is they've erased it from their mind, and the minute they walk into Citi Field, they're like,
oh,
I forgot about this place. Can't have that. You know?
I do want them to know that it's a thing.
Yes.
No, you don't.
I want them to at least a little bit of
No, you don't.
We got to go out there. You know,
No, you don't. Fritz, I'm telling you, you don't want them thinking that. That just adds more pressure to them.
We don't like pressure.
No.
Also,
I'm just simply saying you don't want. Listen, I'm trying to help the baseball squad,
you
man.
Are, you
I'm
are,
just,
you are,
I'm just saying it's probably better for them that they erase it out their minds.
Also,
like we're not going to forget.
Also, Bader, like, give him a if he doesn't opt in to the year or whatever the mutual option.
Oh, the mutual option.
Give him two or three. Yeah, I want him on the Phillies.
2 years, 24 mil.
I want Harrison Bader.
We're
on the
extending
Phillies.
Everyone. We're extending JT.
Well, they're not going to have to pay the 27 salary anyway.
We're extending Bader. We're extending maybe Ranger with the Wheeler injury, and of course, Schwarber.
Pay everybody.
Although I will say, if it gets more than 130 with Schwarber, like 35 mil plus a year gets a little out of control. I want Schwarber back as much as the next guy, but it is. Then you're starting to get some.
I think Cincinnati can afford 4 years, 120.
They can afford it. I don't know if they'll do it.
Why wouldn't they?
I agree with you. I think they should. I don't know if they will.
He doesn't hit like this every year. Let me.
I'm saying for a desperate team like that.
Sure. Yeah.
They need the name. They need to sell to their fan base. They're trying to win.
Sure. And I think the Phillies should be careful. I am on team. Do it if it's right. Overpay a little. Don't go crazy.
Well, 3 years. You're more 3 years.
Yeah.
See, my contract's 4/120. Like that's where I feel mostly comfortable.
300.
Okay.
He's 32.
He's
a DH.
$33 million a year.
Yeah, but he will age, I think, fine. It's not like he's playing the field. I mean, Poppy was doing it until he's 38.
You're right,
You know.
He's not Poppy.
He's close to Poppy. During this current time?
This 1 year.
Well, he's had 48 home runs. He's had 38 home runs.
He had 48 home runs when he hit 190 something.
Well, he's hitting 243.
Well, okay.
If he's going to be Big Poppy, he needs to be postseason.
Well, yeah, he's got the fifth most home runs in postseason history.
He hasn't been Mr. Postseason here. He hasn't.
Not, he hasn't.
215-592-9494.
He hasn't.
He has the fifth most postseason home runs in the history of baseball.
Dude.
Well, did I miss all of them? Or are they all in Chicago?
Well, he's had big ones in Chicago.
Yeah. Hold on. Because I went through this.
You know Spike has
Hold on. Schwarber. Against the Braves in 2023, he was 2 of 17.
He's not an NLDS
In 2022, he was 0 for 7 against the Cards.
Oh, God.
Also in 22, he was 1 for 13 against the Braves, and he had one hit against the Mets, not a hit after the first at-bat last
year.
He's
not an NLDS guy.
But let's...
He's a CS and a World Series guy.
Let's just...
Just tell me the fifth most home runs in the world in postseason baseball history.
Great.
Now, one stat that I think Spike will like about this.
Yeah.
So, against the Mets, Brewers, and Mets, so the last three playoff opponents that teams are going to make the playoffs, Schwarber's won for his last 36.
Yeah.
Like,
That's got to stop.
And the at-bats are not good.
One for 36 against playoff teams is an annoying trend. That was courtesy of Phillies Reddit, that's all I'll say.
Well, like Trey has the spinneroony. Schwarber has the on-one-knee swing.
He does have the on-one-knee swing.
And boy, has he hit a lot of bout balls 50 feet foul into the third deck. Oh.
That ball was launched last night.
Yeah, third deck. Come on.
I believe there's something about the whole
50
thing there. Yeah. He's trying a little bit too hard. And once he gets it, he'll be able to relax and just go back to being himself.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Now, one guy who we can always appreciate for how locked in he is Vic Fangio, who opened up his his press conference with this today.
It is 11. Who would have thought Nola would pitch that good last night?
Ike thought Nola pitched that well last night.
Yeah,
he said six innings.
I did.
Whatever.
I did say two runs.
Yeah. So you actually doubted Nola.
Another downer.
I would have been happy with two runs.
Yeah.
And I would just blame the batters.
Yeah,
of course. But Nola shoved last night.
He did.
I don't know.
How many strikeouts? Seven.
Seven, man.
Seven. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Listen. It was 25 pitches after one.
Yes.
It was 50 after two.
Dude, he is good for a 30-pitch inning. He really is. Make his sweat.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. And there was a little chill in the ballpark last night, so the ball wasn't traveling.
A little bit. I noticed that when I took the dogs out last night. A little bit of chill in the air.
A little postseason feel.
Yeah, it did.
I think one of the reasons that Ike does like Aaron Nola so much is they both have a propensity.
A what?
Was that him?
Propensity.
Propensity?
Propensity? Propensity? Yeah. I was trying to set up a freaking drop and think of how I was going to do the cut.
Yes.
A lot going on back here. Who can forget when Ike did this?
Can I do the guy?
You want to talk about Fartgate?
Well, no. I want to have time to talk about Guy, and you got. Then we'll get to the rest of the farting in a second.
The important things.
Yeah, more farting coming up in a second after I tell you about Guy. I just got a picture from Mike and Dan who installed my front door. It looks good, buddy.
Uh-oh.
It looks good. Looks beautiful. So, and by the way, the installers could trust them at the house by themselves. I felt totally good about it. The front door looks great. The sliding patio door looks great. The windows look great. That is Guida. I took the step. We bought the house. I was like, these windows are 100 years old. Don't want to go through winter with these windows. You don't want to do it with yours either. Buy one, get one half off sale at Guida right now on all qualifying windows and doors. Every door and window you buy, you get the second one at 50% off. Mix and match them depending on what you need. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. Replace everything in your house, half of that is going to be 50% off. The more you need, the more you save. Start your project with no money down and up to 18 months to pay it off with no interest. This is a limited time. Restrictions apply. Call Guida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Just want to say, Mike and Dan, totally. So you have people in your house. You want them to be, you're like, I hope, they're respectful. They're very cool. So, and listeners as well.
Nice.
Of the show.
Love to hear that.
Yeah.
So, yes, let's get back to Fartgate.
To Fartgate, yes.
This was last night after the game in the middle of Aaron Nola's post-game presser.
who was it?
So Devin Caney tweets out because she's on top of the most important.
By the way, it got Nola too, and like I've never seen Nola laugh.
He's never smiled.
No, and he was laughing. Yeah. Just proof that farts are funny.
Farts are always funny.
Yeah,
farts play. So Devin tweeted out. I asked a source inside the Phillies clubhouse if he knew who the clubhouse tutor was.
Come on, Devin. What are we?
I say tutor when talking to, Walker and Sutt. But anyway, he does know who the tutor was, but he would not reveal who the identity was. He did send a warning that it will happen again. Keep your ears open. So it's obviously Stubbs.
Stubbs. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
He's back, dude.
Stubbs is back with all kinds of music.
All kinds of music, and now he's farting in post-game press conferences.
No, I was saying that is music as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So they're going to win the World Series.
There you go. And Phil's Mets tonight, we will have leading off for you coming up in a little bit after right around 5:45. Phil's Mets game two of the series, 215-592-9494. Bree in North Philly, you're on WIP. Is it Bree or Bray?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's up?
What's up, Bray?
Hey, I've been waiting to talk to y'all. Hey, I'm glad you're in off because, hey, Ike, in our culture, they say don't talk about your friends in front of talk about your family in front of friends. So,
mm-hmm.
No, yeah. But Elliot tripping. It's not a scheduled loss when you got Jalen. That's what I'm trying to make y'all understand. I get y'all be on him. His stats don't be what it's supposed to be. All that good stuff. But he wins the game.
Yep.
He puts us in winning positions. Do you not forget Saquon had his worst years with Daniel Jones?
Well, I didn't do that. I want to be clear. I didn't do that. Yeah, we lost him. I didn't do that. Saquon did have one pretty good year with Daniel Jones. He also had a horrible offensive line. I think Saquon rushed for 1,400 yards with Daniel Jones one year, the one best year he had, the 2021.
Was that his rookie year?
No, it was the year that, because he caught.
He had 2,000 total yards his rookie year.
Yeah, and he caught like 60 balls that year.
Yeah.
The other good year he had was the year where the Giants went to the playoffs, beat the Vikings.
The 22 season.
22 season.
Yeah, 22
I said 21, 22,
yeah,
22 season.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, of course, Saquon will be more successful here than he's with the Giants.
We knew the talent. Yeah, it was never a question about the talent in Saquon.
Yeah, and look, give Jalen some credit for it, but give the offensive line and Saquon credit for that.
Yeah.
Didn't get to give him a dead or alive. Furry Bruce in D.C. Furry Bruce here on WIP.
Hey, Spike, Jackie Baseball. How you guys doing today?
What's up?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
What's up, Wolfie?
nothing going on here. You know, I'm just I'm actually up in Philly right now. Hopefully, I can try to get to a game while I'm in town. We'll see what happens.
All right, Furry Bruce.
Yeah. So, y'all can't get off the furry thing.
No, never. 0% chance that's happening. Yeah.
I actually have a furry story to tell. I don't want to hold everyone up today.
Wow.
Okay. Next
hopefully
time.
It's radio appropriate.
Yep.
No, it is for real. So, you know, talking about this. I'm just talking about baseball.
Okay.
Here's the thing that I love about the Phillies. I'm optimistic that if they make it to the World Series or they make it to the National or to the NLCS, I think it really comes down to how they lose.
Yes, I agree with you.
That's really what it comes down to. Yeah, I want them to win. Because on the other side, I feel, look, we got enough talent to win this thing. And one of the things that I've been complaining about all year long is Topper's leadership. That he has shown outstanding leadership. He's gotten Cassie on board and all these guys are going. Wow. So I think, but if they go into the playoffs and they lose the way they've been losing instead of fighting till the end of the day, that's what's going to be the problem for me. You know, they fought hard enough. They lost to a better team like Milwaukee. I'm going to tell you, you can pass Milwaukee. I just don't see how they could lose the World Series. My sights are set on them winning, period. But, you know, it's all about nuances on how they go out. So,
all right, Furry Bruce, are you ready to play alive or dead for next question today? I'll give you a celebrity. You tell me whether you think they're alive or dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Throw one at me.
Okay. How about Angela Lansbury?
Oh my God!
Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, she was a star for. I'm going to say she passed away.
You're correct.
Murder, She Wrote.
Unbelievable! Yeah. Undefeated.
I kept the streak alive.
You
right?
did, Furry Bruce. Unbelievable! Our listeners have gotten every single one of them correct.
I think I'd have got that one right.
And we get every single one of them wrong.
Yeah,
every single one of them.
Who is she?
Murder, She Wrote.
Is that the one with Steve Martin? No, that's Murders and No Murders in the Building. That's on Hulu.
No. Murder, She Wrote was a one-hour drama in the 80s. It was very popular.
Yeah, Angela Lansbury.
What are you talking about?
I hated that show.
You didn't like Murder, She Wrote?
No.
Oh.
Because of Angela Lansbury.
Really?
Yeah,
nice.
I mean,
well, she's dead. Give her a break,
well, I'm just
man.
Saying, though, there was nothing really attractive about watching the show.
No, Angela Lansbury wasn't hot.
That's what I'm saying.
May she rest in peace.
That's what I'm saying.
She might have been a snack when she was young, though. I haven't seen some old, young Lansbury.
How old was she when she was doing the show? Was that her 30s or 40s?
I would have thought that was like 50s.
50s? Okay, yeah, that's what I thought, man.
All right, hold on. Let me look up Angela. I want to see what she looked like when she was young.
Like, to be like, I'm just saying. What was that? We weren't even teenagers then, right? We were,
bro,
like, not. Right back then, she wasn't that bad.
Yeah, right.
Right back then. Yeah.
When she was 22.
Yeah, wow, yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, 150 years ago. Angela Lansbury was.
He's looking at her like, yeah, it's not bad. Yeah,
not bad. Not enough people talk about prime Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, not bad.
All right. I never thought I would say the phrase on the air, Angela Lansbury might have been a snack.
Yeah.
Ever. All right.
Snack season.
What is. may she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace.
Yes.
Jack, what's coming,
prayers for
what's coming up in the top five at five?
Situations at WIP that I'm monitoring.
Oh, yeah. I like this.
There's a big one.
All right. Is there?
Well, just more shocking audio.
Okay. All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.